Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, Humboldt community. Sam again. I hope your past 2 weeks have been slightly less stressful and you've been able to incorporate some mindfulness into your days. I wanted to talk this week about something not related to healthcare, although my waistline begs to differ. Another of my passions is baking. I'm just going to admit that I've fallen prey to the Great British Baking Show, and of course, immediately after watching an episode, feel like I just have to try my hand at whatever they've made. Thankfully, I have fully supportive colleagues who are volunteering as tributes to eat a majority of my baking attempts. My waistline says thank you to all of my victims. I mean, colleagues. I haven't poisoned anyone yet, and somehow everything I bring in seems to magically disappear. So can't be too bad, right? In all honesty, my specialty in baking is cakes and cupcakes. I took a cake decorating course down south and have done cupcakes and cakes for a few major events. But something about the Great British Baking Show just makes me want to branch out and try new recipes. Today, I wanted to share a recipe with you that I recently made and that turned out so delicious. Caveat, this is not one of my original recipes, and I was lucky enough to have an awesome patient who shared this with me. And I just did minor tweaks to it. Okay, drum roll please. Chocolate zucchini nut muffins. It's scrumdiddlyumptious. So what you need to do, preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit or 175 degrees Celsius, if you're being fancy, and line your muffin tins with cupcake liners. Next, beat one egg in your mixing bowl, then mix in a fourth cup melted butter, a fourth cup oil of preference. I use avocado oil, but vegetable oil works. A fourth cup milk, 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice, and 1.5 teaspoons vanilla extract. Mix until all incorporated. Then sift in 1.5 cups of all-purpose flour, 3/4 cup sugar, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and 2 heaping tablespoons of dark, emphasis on the dark, cocoa powder. Mix together, then fold in 1.5 to 2 cups shredded and strained zucchini, 1 cup plus a few extra semi-sweet chocolate chips, and 1 cup of chopped nuts of choice. My husband prefers pecans, though I prefer walnuts, so I tend to do 1/2 and 1/2 of each. Fill prepared muffin cups about 2/3 full with batter and bake in preheated oven until the toothpick can be inserted into the center of the muffin and comes out clean. In my electric oven, that tends to be about 17 minutes, but the recipe originally says anywhere from 20 to 25 minutes. And then enjoy. So as the GBB show hosts say, on your mark, get set, bake. Happy baking, everyone.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.